Kia ora. So we've got Claudette Hoetsi now from Parliament. Claudette is our political reporter, and from her we get some amazing insights of what's actually happening in Wellington. I'm sure it's quite a few people in Wellington actually listen to her too to find out what's happening in Wellington. Mōrena, Claudette.
Mōrena. Ata Marie, hini hane. Wonderful to hear your doctor time.
Thank you very much. So what's happening in Wellington?
Yes, indeed. Parliament is sitting again this week. And so the Prime Minister, he has his post-cabinet stand-up with the media this afternoon. No doubt he'll be facing questions around the redundancy. We hear that there is over 100 now real jobs, real people losing their roles, their jobs from the Ministry of Health across Te Whatu Ora Ministry and Ministry of Health. So these now have come down to not roles where they have not, or vacancies that they have not filled, but these are now down to real people. So that's going to hit these individuals very, very hard. We're waiting for the Ministry of Education and Tertiary Education as well too. They should hear their fate, or those that have been put on notice, they will hear their fate tomorrow on Tuesday. And we're still waiting to hear what will happen with Callaghan Innovation. They too are facing redundancies. So those questions will be put to the Prime Minister today. There's also submissions are being called for on the fast track. They close on the 19th. So that we're into the 90 days action plan with the 36-point plan to be completed within the 90 days. That's what the government is doing. So they're moving very, very quickly. However, those job losses are really going to bite very hard. The Ministry of Social Development, Louise Upston, she is now trawling through and auditing those that get accommodation supplements. She says that there's something like $2 billion that the government is paying out on accommodation supplements. Those supplements pay for those not only renting, but also mortgages as well. So she's going to see who should be receiving those and should not be. So that's going to be something that not just renters, but homeowners will be looking very closely at to see just when or how she's going to sort that one out. And, of course, mental health. You were speaking with Matt Tukaki, and that was a really insightful kōrero. Thanks very much to Matt Tukaki for that. However, the Minister of Suicide Prevention, Matt Ducey, he reckons that the Suicide Prevention Office is not going to close, but the media is still chomping at the bit saying it will close. Matt Ducey has directed the Ministry of Health to ensure, or the Direct Ministry Health Directorate to ensure that it remains open. Now, that question will be asked of the Prime Minister today as well.
You know, for us on the outside, looking in, and from the news feeds we're getting from the interviews we're getting from different ministers of the Crown, is it as chaotic as it seems?
Yes. So it is. One of the things about the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, is that he's a delegator. So he allows his ministers to go and make the decisions or go ahead and do the mahi according to the 36-point plan or the, you know, the 100-day action plan. So he allows them to do that. He delegates and then steps back. So he himself, as the Prime Minister, does not have a good overview of what's going on. So when he's asked questions like, or when the Minister is of Suicide Prevention, Matt Ducey, is asked whether or not he knows whether the office is going to close, an office is going to close, and he doesn't know, that means that they've been, not just the ministers, but also the directorates have been told to go and make those cuts, but they're not giving full and frank advice back to the ministers. There have been in previous government clause, you know, a sort of like a unwritten rule, no surprises.
Yes.
And they are being made to keep abreast of every action that's been taken place. That doesn't seem to be happening with this government, this coalition government. And also, too, the second thing is, more importantly, nothing without the coalition partners' knowledge. And that can also hold up a lot of the changes.
So you've got really three inputs into whatever decisions are made, or you know, you need sign off from three, or how does it work?
That's right. So, and we saw that came a crop up when Minister Lee, broadcasting minister, when she wanted to introduce the online tax for those organisations like Facebook and Twitter, X, who use news items. Now, that New Zealand First put a stymie to that because they weren't informed of what was going to happen before she brought the paper to Cabinet. So there is that. But also, too, the Prime Minister is not across or everybody's portfolio either. So when he's asked questions in stand-up, he quite often says, I haven't been briefed on that. So again, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing, which doesn't know what the other octopus arm is doing. You're quite right.
Okay. So what do you think is the main thing that's going to happen this week?
Well, this afternoon, actually, I do want to give a shout out to two organisations in Te Tai Tukero who are finalists in the Biodiversity Awards being given out in Parliament this afternoon at 5 o'clock. So hopefully I'll be able to attend that and give any note or, you know, interviews. But congratulations to Te Rāpiti. They are one of the biodiversity finalists from Te Tai Tukero. Looking forward to that.
Oh, that'll be fascinating. We need some good news.
Absolutely.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Claudette. So that's Claudette Hauiti talking to us from Parliament this morning. Ngā mihi kia koe.
Kia ora.